Narayana namaskritya Narayana namaskritya Narayana narottamam Devam sarasatim vyasam Tato jaya mudiraye Nasta prayeswa badresu Nityam bhagavatam sevayam Bhagavati Uttamas Loki Bhakti Bhavati Nashtiki Vede Ramani Chaiva Purane Bharate Tata Adu Antracha Mahade Chahari Sabata Giyate Mokam Karoti Vachalam Pangu Langarite Green Yakripataham Vande Sri Guru Dinatarine Paramananda Madhava Dhamma Prajita Katavota Paramoni Masam Satan Vedan Vastavam Atravastu Shivadan Tapatayo Molanam Sima Bhagavate Mahamoni Kitinki Vaipara Ishvara Sadhyo Rudi Havarudra Chukitibita Kishanan Nigama Kapatana Galitam Phalam Sukamukam Trivasangitam Pibatam Bhagavatam Rasamalaya Mahurau Rasika Bhavibhavaka Yashavasvyamana Yan Krishna Paramapuruse Bhakti Utupate Punsa Soka Moha Bhayapaha Atoyam Brahma Sutranam Bharatata Vininaya Gayati Basarupuso Vidata Parvimita Sabha Vedanti Sarahim Sri Bhagavatam Mishyate Tadrasamitasyati Tasya Nanyatasyarati Kuchi Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya So we are continue the reading from Srimad Bhagavatam about the advent of Lord Sri Krishna. So the demigods, along with Lord Brahma, they've approached Lord Vishnu because of so many disturbances that is going on the earth planet. So Lord Brahma, he had requested the Lord, and the Lord Vishnu communicated with through Lord Brahma to the demigods. Now Lord Brahma is now relating what Lord Vishnu has said. So text 24. Vasudeve kalanantaha sahasra vadanam swarat agrato bhavita devo hare priya chikisaya vasudeva kalanantaha sahasra vadana swara agrato bhavita devo hare priya chikisaya Vasudeva Kalanantaha. The plenary expansion of Lord Krishna, known as Anantadev or Sankarsana. Ananta. The all pervasive incarnation of the Supreme Lord. Sahasra Badanaha, having thousands of hoods, Swarat, fully independent, Agrataha, previously, Bhavita, will appear, Deva, the Lord, Hare of Lord Krishna, Priya Chikisaya, with the desire to act for the pleasure. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki. The foremost manifestation of Krishna is Sankarsana, who is known as Ananta. He is the origin of all incarnations within this material world. Previous to the appearance of Lord Krishna, this original Sankarsana will appear as Baladev, just to please the Supreme Lord Krishna in his transcendental pastimes. Purport. Sri Baladev is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is equal in supremacy to the Supreme Godhead, yet wherever Krishna appears, Sri Baladev appears as his brother, sometimes elder and sometimes younger. When Krishna appears, all his plenary expansions and other incarnations appear with him. This is elaborately explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. This time, Baladev will appear before Krishna as Krishna's elder brother. Gurave Gurachandaya Radhikata Dalaya Krishna Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namo Vanchaka Patrubhyasya Kripa Sindhavichaya Parita Nampam Vivashnubhyo Namo Namo Vasudeva Kalanantaha Sahasra Badana Swarat Agrato Bhavita Devo Hare Priya Chikishaya. The foremost manifestation of Krishna is Sankarsana, who is known as Ananta. He is the origin of all incarnations within this material world. Previous to the appearance of Lord Krishna, this original Sankarsana will appear as Baladev, just to please the Supreme Lord Krishna in his transcendental pastimes. So here, Lord Brahma, relating the message of Lord Vishnu to the demigods, that the partial or the expansion of Lord Krishna will make his appearance before Lord Krishna himself will also come. We just celebrated a few days ago the appearance of Lord Balaram Jayanti. So Lord Balaram first came before Lord Krishna. So Lord Balaram is known as Dauji. Dauji means the elder brother of Lord Krishna. Of course, there are some scriptures like Gaga Samhita that says that Balaram came after Janmashtami. Now, if Balaram came after Janmashtami, so which means that Balaram will be 1 year elder to Krishna. But because Balaram is Dauji. But the reality is that if that's the case, then which means if Balaram is 1 year older than Lord Krishna, so which means when Gaga Muni, name giving ceremony to Krishna and Balaram, he did it the same time. So how could it be that if Balaram is 1 year older than Krishna, then how could it be their name was celebrated. Their name-giving ceremony was done the same day. And also, in all their childhood pastimes, Krishna and Balaram were always playing together. They wrestled together, all this, you know, together with us as young child, young boys. So they all do everything together. So which means if Balaram is much older than Krishna, so some of these pastimes could not be so. So therefore the many acharyas, they could not accept this narration that is coming from Gangasamhita. Balaram actually came right after the Julan Yatra. Julan Yatra finished on the 2nd of August, and on the 3rd of August we had Lord Balaram's appearance day. So which is exactly 1 week before Lord Krishna made his appearance. So as mentioned in the text we are reading here, Vasudeva Kalahananta, that Vasudeva of course is Krishna, and Kala is his expansion. So Lord Balaram is Krishna's it's called Vaibhav Prakash. Vaibhav Prakash is the direct expansion of Lord Krishna. And Lord Balaram, so being a direct expansion of Krishna is essentially the same as Lord Krishna. Only just some minor difference is there. It's the same person. Let's properly begin this in his purport. He said Baladev is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. So he's the Supreme Lord himself. But Krishna manifests himself as Baladev, but for a specific reason, by which I will try to go in some of this comment according to the Acharya's explanation. So the Baladev is Vaibhav Prakash, the expansion of Lord Krishna. So essentially, God is one. There's only one God, but he becomes many. He becomes many for his own pleasure, and also for the satisfaction of his devotees. God being one, but he becomes many. Just like there are so many, many expansions, many, many portions, plenary portions are there. Because there are many, many activities that need to be performed for the manifestation, maintenance of the material world, and also in the spiritual world. Because spiritual world is also full of variety. It's not just one. So, for instance, we talk of Goloka Vrindavan. Within Goloka Vrindavan, there is material, there is, you know, different aspects. There is also Dwarka and all that. But apart from Goloka Vrindavan, material Dwarka, there is also the Vaikuntha planets. In Vaikuntha, so many, many varieties are there. You have different planets, different Vaikuntha planets of different expansions of the Lord. Like Srila Rupa Goswami, he was explaining in the Laghu Bhagavatamrita that yes, all various expansions of the Lord that we read about, who have come as Lila Avatar, like Nrisingadev, you know, Kuma, Vaman, Matsya, all these various incarnations, they all have their eternal abodes in the spiritual world, in Vaikuntha planets. They have their particular place there. So even though they're not just some temporary form of the Lord who are manifested here for the purpose of particular pastimes, they actually have their eternal abode also in the spiritual world, in the Vaikuntha in planets. And many of them, they do come, you know, different times. For instance, Varaha, he came few times, not just one time, just to kill Hiranyaksha, or to take the earth from the bottom of the ocean. But he came few times, so it's Matsya, so Nrisingadev. They all came few times, not just one time. You know. At the same time also, they have their eternal abode in the spiritual world. Like, there are many, many devotees who are who have their worshipable Lord as some of these forms. Many, many devotees, they have Lord Narasimha Dev as their Ishta Dev, their worshipable Lord. So those devotees, ultimately, when they leave this material world, they go to that particular abode, eternal abode of the Lord. Here they continue their eternal service to the Lord. So, but as been explained here, Kala Anantya, that Lord Baladev is the direct expansion, and from him comes all other expansions of the Lord. So it's mentioned that it's Sankarshan. First, Lord Baladev is the Mula Sankarshan. And then from him, first of all, Lord is Lord Baladev, whose direct expansion of Lord Krishna. And then from him comes Sankarshan. And then from, this is the original Sankarshan, it's called Mula Sankarshan. And then from Mula Sankarshan, the original Sankarshan, we have Chaturvyuha. There are Chaturvyuha, the four quadruple expansions of the Lord. It was Sankarshan, Vasudev Sankarshan, Aniruddha, and Pradyumna. Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, and Vasudev. So four, yes, integral Chandiki. So four Chaturvyuha, you know. And then, again from Sankarshan again, of this quadruple expansion, from Sankarshan, then we have the manifestation of the Purusha avatars. You know, Purusha avatars, in this case, Garbho Daksha Vishnu, there's a Karano Daksha Vishnu, Garbho Daksha Vishnu, and then Kiro Daksha Vishnu. These are the Purusha avatars for the manifestation of the material universe. And then after the manifestation, the creation of the material universe, then Lord Balaram again, he also has another expansion called Anantashesh. And this Anantashesh carries different universes on his head. He carries so many universes on his head. And then there's an Avesh Sesh. Avesh is like another Sesha is Avesh, which one empowered. So which means this Sesha that carry each planet on his head, he can actually be an empowered personality. It doesn't necessarily be direct Vishnu. It's called Avesh. It's an empowered personality who is empowered and carries each planet on his head. And then the same Sankarshan, then he manifests himself as Anantashesh, by which carries, which is like a big snake, whereby Lord Vishnu rests. But Karanadesha Vishnu, Garbho Daksha Vishnu, or Kiro Daksha Vishnu, we are the rest, you know, like that big snake with the thousands of hoods, thousands of heads, Sahasra Sesha Purusa. So now it's mentioned here that with his thousands of mouth, what does he do with his thousands of mouth? It's actually broadcasting the unlimited glories of the Supreme Lord Krishna. That's what he does. That's what Anantashesh does. You know, Lord Vishnu is lying on the bed of Anantashesh, and at the same time he's glorifying the unlimited activities of the Supreme Lord. So now this text is saying that Agrata Bhavita Devo Are Priya Chikeshaya, that in order to give pleasure to Lord Sri Krishna, in order to give him pleasure, the Lord Balaram came first. He manifests himself first. Agrata means he first made his appearance. That what's the purpose of this appearance? The purpose of this appearance is Aripriya Tikishaya, is because it is desire to please Hari, to please Krishna. So the Lord Balaram came first. So Lord Balaram or Baladev, being a direct expansion of Lord Krishna, in many incarnations, sometimes he appears as a younger brother, and sometimes he appears as older brother. So now, when he came as younger brothers, as in this case Lakshman, because when Lord Ram came, so he came along with Lakshman. So Lord Ram is the elders, and Lakshman is Anush, the younger brother of Lord Ram. Now, even though purpose of his appearance is always to serve, you know, his Lord, to give him pleasure, but when he came as Lakshman, there were a lot of impediments that was there. So many things that happened, because Lord Ram came, and he didn't come, even though yes, he's the supreme enjoyer, but he actually came and put a lot of restrictions on himself. Because he came as an idea king. So an idea king has to, you know, there are certain regulations by which need to be set as an example for humanity to follow. So Lord Ram came as Mayada Purushottama, because he had to abide by so many different rules and regulations. So in this way, there are a lot of restrictions. For instance, he married only one wife, Sita Devi, you know. Anyway, he married just Sita Devi. And then, just before he was to be coronated as the king of Ayodhya, so his stepmother put impediment that no, she want Ram to go to the forest. She want her son Bharat to be coronated instead, and Ram to go to the exile in the forest. So even though Dasarath Maharaj, he didn't like it, but Ram, knowing the desire of his father and also his stepmother, immediately decided to go to the forest. So, and of course Lakshman, even though he didn't like it, so he went with him. And then in the forest, there's so many things happen. They had to fight with so many demons. Now, a specific thing is that after the killing of Ravan, and Sita Devi was supposed to come back to reunite with Lord Ram. But at that time, Lord Ram said that he wanted to test Sita Devi. He wanted to make sure that she was never touched by Ravan. He wanted that Sita Devi was never touched. So he told Lakshman, to build a fire, and Sita Devi should walk through the fire. So this is something that is very painful for Lakshman to do. That, you know, Ram should know that Sita Devi is always pure. She can never be touched she was never touched by Ravan. But Ram, being the elder brother, he has given this order, and this order must be followed. So Lakshman, he built the fire by which Sita Devi, you know, came across, you know, walked through the fire. And of course, Sita Devi, because she was always pure, she was, you know, she came out of the fire without any problems. And then back to Ayodhya, you know, other Lila was there, which was not really pleasant to see to Lakshman. So Lakshman did. He felt very, he was not happy about this person. So from that time, it's okay. He made the promise that next time I come, the next time we appear, he will not come again as younger brother. He said he will not come again as younger brother. Because coming as younger brother means, because he wants to see the enjoyment of the Lord. He wants to see his enjoyment. The purpose of his existence is to give pleasure to the Lord. That's the purpose of his existence. But in this particular incarnation, this was never the case. So that's the scripture. Now from the next incarnation, there will be no more of this, being a younger brother again. So therefore, became as Baladev, as the Dauji, the elder brother. So Lord Balaram, as part of his nature, to give pleasure, to satisfy Hari, to give pleasure to Krishna. So he played the role of guru. It's called Akanda Guru Tattva. So Lord Balaram is the original guru. So is Lord Balaram, he has two instruments. He has his plow, which he always carry, and then he has his club. The plow and the club. So which is just like a farmer have a plow by which they till the field to cultivate seeds or vegetables, seed, whatever it is. So the farmer, they always with their plow, they till the field. So similarly also in this material world, Lord Balaram with his plow is tilling the field by which to cultivate, to dig out the living entities, to turn back to who have turned their face away from Krishna. So he's digging everyone out of this material world so that they can take up the process of devotional service to the Lord. So Lord Balaram is the original guru, is Akanda Guru Tattva. So every guru, so he's the main guru, he's called a Samasti Guru, and then we have what we call a Vyasti Guru. Vyasti Guru in this case means the individual gurus. So, which means every guru the representative of Lord Balaram. And then, while cultivating devotional service to Krishna, so Baladev, he has his club. And what does the club do? The club is meant to smash all those impediments that may come when one trying to render devotional service to Krishna. Because we are trying to render bhakti, and we have so many troubles. So many problems is always there. Impediment is always there. So Lord Balaram is actually meant, his club is meant to smash those impediments that a devotee may have, so that the service to the Lord can be uninterrupted, this way. So in the Laghu Bhagavatamrita, Srila Rupa Goswami had composed, he had written, Sankarsana Dityayo Viho Ramasa Evahi Prithvi Dharina Seshina Sambhuya Vyaktim Yijiban. So he said, so he's talking about the expansions of Baladev. He said, this realm, Loram, he expands as Sankarsana, the second of the supreme laws, view her forms, which means Lord Balaram is the second form of Lord Krishna. And then when Ram appears on this earth, then the Sesha, who is actually the upholder of the earth on his head, he also appears along with him. He also unites with Lord Balaram. So it's mentioned here that the expansion of Ananta says is also called Sankarsan, because as this has been mentioned in this particular text. And then he mentions further, Seshodhida Mahidhari Sayarupascha Sanginaha Trata Sankarsana Visha Bhubrit Sankarsana Mataha Sayarupasta Tata Shia Sakya Dashabi Ma Nabam. Lord Sesha has two forms, as the older of the earth and as Lord Sangri's bed, as the Lord's bed. So the altar of the earth is called Sankarshan because it's an avesh, expansion of the original Sankarshan. So the other form of Sesha, the bed of Lord Vishnu, think himself the Supreme Lord's friends and servant. So this is by Srila Rupa Goswami. He's talking about the Baladev Tattva. So he said the first of these two seshas is a jiva, the other a plenary portion of Balaram. So because Lord Balaram manifests himself in various forms, he manifests himself as the Vishnu avatars, the Vishnu expansions to create the universe, to maintain the universe, you know. And at the same time, he also manifests himself to hold each particular planet on his head. And this manifestation of Sesha, these are avesh. Avesh means that they are empowered jivas who were empowered by Balaram to carry on this function of holding the planet on his head. And then again, then Lord Balaram again, he again expands himself as various items for Lord Krishna's pastimes. You know, when the Lord appears here in Vrindavan, he, like all his items, his shoes, his dresses, his galan, his crown, everything. These are all different manifestations of Lord Balaram. Even this old Vrindavan, is also the manifestation of Lord Balaram. So Lord Balaram has unlimited manifestation. That's why it's called Ananta. Ananta means it's unlimited. And the another manifestation of Balaram, which is kind of very intimate, is that when Lord Krishna, when he's having his lila, his pastimes, you know, with the gopis, so there's another manifestation of Balaram called Ananga Manjari, which is a female form, and this female form called Ananga Manjari is to render intimate service to Radha and Krishna when they are doing their intimate lila. So Ananga Manjari is also the manifestation of Lord Balaram. He mentioned that Ishvara Paramakrishna, Sachit Ananda, Vigraha, that Krishna is a Sachit and Ananda. Now, Sat, which is the existence, which means the presiding deity of Sat is Lord Krishna, and presiding deity of Chit is Lord Balaram, and the presiding deity of Ananda is Srimati Radharani. So these three together, Sachit and Ananda together, this complete the existence of the divinity by which they are there to enhance each other's pleasure. I know that there are some people, like Srila Prabhupada installs Krishna Balaram here in Vrindavan, Krishna Balaraman temple, and then there is also the Radha Shyama Sundar on the altar. Now there are some people here in Vrindavan who actually criticize that because part of the Indian culture is that if there is an elder brother, if there's elder brother is there, the person should not let himself be seen with his wife, which means a person should not let him especially be seen with his wife or having some kind of an intimate like dancing with his wife, which means there should also be some kind of a shyness if one's older brother is there. But in this case, we have Krishna Balaram, and then we have Radha Shama Sunda, who supposedly on the same, you know, next to each other. So we have, there have been some people here who have, who dare to criticize that, oh, why Prabhupada, you know, install Krishna Balaram and Radhisham, you know, next to each other. So they thought to make this criticism. Actually, I was attending some conference, you know, some years ago, and this issue came up, that why Krishna Balaram and Radhisham, they were together on the same, you know, on the same, next to each other on the altar. But unfortunately, these people, they don't know the heart of the acharya, you know. After all, you know, they don't know the heart of a pure devotees, you know, because, yeah, Krishna Balaram is there, but at the same time also, who is facilitating their pastimes? The facilitator of pastimes of Radha and Krishna is Balaram. So it is the facilitator of their pastime. So there is really nothing wrong with that, except those who simply want to see with their materialistic vision. They cannot see how Krishna Balaram can be next to each other while Radha Shama Sunda is, you know, is there. You see. So in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, because in this verse Srila Prabhupada make a hint on Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says that when Krishna appears, all his plenary expansions and other incarnations appear within. This is elaborately explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So this time Baladev will appear before Krishna as Krishna's elder brother. So from the Adilila of Chaitanya Charitamrita, from text 4 of Adilila to 11, so it's written, Sabha Avatari Krishna Swayam Bhagavan Taraditya Deha Sri Balaram. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the fountainhead of all incarnations. Lord Balaram is his second body. So in the purpose of Prabhupada written, Lord Sri Krishna, the absolute personality of Godhead, is the primeval Lord, the original form of Godhead, and his first expansion is Sri Balaram. The personality of Godhead can expand himself in innumerable forms. The forms that have unlimited potency are called swansa, and forms that have limited potencies, the living entities, are called vibhinamsa. So all the forms of Godhead, they all have unlimited potencies, whereas the living entities, the jiva, their potency is just a minute fraction. Ekai swarupe dohe binamatakai adhyakaya viva krishna lila sahaya. These two are one and the same identity. These two means Krishna and Balaram. They are one and the same identity. They differ only in form. Lord Balaram is the first bodily expansion of Krishna, and he assists in Lord Krishna's transcendental pastimes. So Srila Prabhupada had written in the purport, Balaram is a swansa expansion of the Lord, and therefore there is no difference in potency between Krishna and Balaram. The only difference is in their bodily structure. As the first expansion of Godhead, Balaram is the chief deity among the first quadruple forms, and he is the foremost assistant of Sri Krishna in his transcendental activities. So their bodily structure is different. Lord Krishna is Tribhanga. He has threefold bending forms. And Lord Balaram is straight. He has straight form, not threefold. Now, Lord Krishna, of course, having a Tribhanga, threefold bending forms, you know, very, you know, difficult to understand. You know, you cannot really try to understand Krishna. If you try to understand Krishna, you will simply be perplexed. In one of the prayer that Lord Brahma was offering, he said, many people say they have understood Krishna. He said that this is Brahma who has got four heads, and each of his forehead is deep with intelligence. Deep with intelligence. He said that many people think they have understood Krishna. He said, me, I don't have much to say on this matter. Let them speculate as they want. You know. You know, like, this is Krishna who is, you know, when Brahma went to pray to him, you know, after, you know, stealing Krishna's friend, and Brahma, he went to pray to Krishna, and Krishna was just a young boy. He was, you know, he was like 7 years old, and he was holding the butter in his butter, you know, in his hand, you know, a butter in his hand. And here's Lord Brahma, big Lord Brahma. He saw Krishna, and now he's trying to understand this person. He's trying to understand this boy, and from him is coming so many innumerable Vishnu tattvas. Because when Brahmaji, when he stole Krishna's friend, he thought that what will Krishna do now? Because after all, he has stolen his friends. How is he going to now continue, you know, his pastimes? Because Brahmaji, he stole Krishna's friend, his cows, and then he went to hide them in a cave. But when he came back, trying to see what Krishna will do, and he saw that the same Krishna is there with all his friends. Same friend, same cows, same calves, same pastime was going on. Krishna's pastime was completely uninterrupted. So Brahmaji could say, oh, and he saw that, you know, then he could see that all these cowboys, all these cowardy, just different manifestations of Vishnu. So Lord Brahma himself, so he became bewildered. Because he felt that he could bewilder Krishna, so he became bewildered. So he was making so many prayers, you know, to Krishna. He said, those who think they understand Krishna, let them continue talking that way. You know. So even he himself is unable to understand Krishna. So therefore, because as I said, Krishna is Tribhanga, whereas Lord Balaram, straight, and that's why is the guru, is the great. We can only understand Krishna only by the mercy of the guru. There's no other way. So in the continue from the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Sankarsana Karana Toyo Toya Sayi Gaboda Sayi Chapayo Di Sayi Sesa Chayasyam Sakala Sanitya Nandakya Rama Saranam Mamastu. This is Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, who is making the prayer. He said, may Sri Nityananda Ram be the object of my constant remembrance. Sankarsan, Seshanag, and the Vishnus who lie on the Karana Ocean, Gaba Ocean, and the Ocean of Milk are his plenary portions and the portions of his plenary portions. So as we said before, that is all the various Vishnu forms, they are coming from Lord Balaram. Sri Balaram Goshani Mula Sankarsana Pancharupa Dari Karina Krishnera Seban. Lord Balaram is the original Sankarsan. He assumes five other forms to serve Lord Krishna. Apane Karina Krishna Lila Sahaya Shishti Lila Koya Kore Dari Chari Koi. He himself helps in the pastimes of Lord Krishna, and he does the work of creation in four other forms. So this goes on and on about the wonderful manifestation of Lord Brahma. So, as mentioned at the beginning, this verse which we are reading today, that here's in order to please Lord Krishna, Lord Baladev will appear first. He will appear prior to the appearance of Lord Krishna. And what is the purpose of his appearance? Just to please the Supreme Lord Krishna in his transcendental pastime. So we know that in all their pastime, Krishna and Balaram, they're always together. In Vrindavan or Mathura or Dwarka, they are always together. You know. And they never really separated. They're always together, Krishna and Balaram. So in the Briya Bhagavatamrita, which was written by Sanatana Goswami, so he gave accounts of many, many pastimes which took place in Dwarka concerning Lord Balaram. So maybe sometimes we can read that. So I'm going to stop here. If there is any question or comment, you can please. Okay. Prabhuji.
Mm-hmm. So if we say Balaram is not different than Krishna, maybe a different mood, just like sometimes big businessman at home has a certain mood, but then in business, he has to acquire different. So Krishna has multiple incarnations and they seem to have different purposes, and ultimately they're all meant to please Krishna.
Yeah.
They are Krishna,
yeah,
but they're only exhibiting a partial. I mean, Krishna is complete in himself as Krishna, but so Balaram is also Krishna with a different mood in Vasudeva, Sankarshana. They all have different purposes.
Yeah.
So when you say they're all together, that means Krishna expands himself unlimitedly on one level. That's one category, but then the jivas are also parts of him in a different level.
Yeah. So because the jivas, they are called vibhina. Vibhinansha, they are separated expansions.
And ultimately, everything's meant to please Krishna, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Krishna Balaram Vijaya.
Yeah. Yeah, many aspects, yeah. Yeah, you come as elder brother, next lila, next avatar, yeah. Yeah, that's part of that lila. He didn't like it. It's for the forest. But acharyas sometimes they have different, you know, different ideas about that. When that Ram supposedly told Lakshmana to take Sita to the forest, he didn't like that. That why, you know, like that. Again, as Prabhu was saying, this is just the Lord's own, you know, it's different mode, different avatars, just to create varieties, you know. It's pastimes of God, you know, it comes in, the Lord is full of variety. Same personality, but it just manifests himself differently to see different perspective of this, different sides, you know. Like that. Hare Krishna, you know. You wanted to ask a question? Huh? Oh, okay. Anyway, I wanted to say something more, Prabhu? Okay. Anyway, thank you very much. This is a nice month. This is a month of Bhadra. It's a very auspicious month. So we can. This month we can just hear Krishna Katha, Radharani appearance is coming after 2 weeks. So we have a very great month, you know, the month of Bhadra, you know. Jaya Grantrashma Bhagavatam ki, Krishna Balaram ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gopi Menande, Hare Krishna.